Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big world of ours. You listen to Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host. Is Friday, Friday, UK, bringing to you information and guests related to living your purpose. If we have a slide, they talk to you about how they achieve their purpose, how they came to know what it is, and maybe a suggestion or two, hopefully, about how you too can live your purpose. Now, for today, though, we are not having a guest. I am going to bring up a subject that's kind of a little touchy at the same time. It's seeing some things going on that are very repetitive and very I wanted to do to talk about things and see what how you can see by that. He is really at the top today is called The Terrorist Shadow. He's not who you think it is. A couple ways that you can participate in this show. The first one is to call in. 725-9074. Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace. Song as we continue to go. We are walking in California in October. Which reminds me, this show is brought to you by True Trial, a full service specializing in international trip, internet, to extend to our listeners. Please do let us know about that, and we'd be happy talk to you about marketing packages. Now, with all that said, I'd like to delve into the stuff this week. Okay, unless you have been hiding under a rock, you know that this week there was another major shooting in America. And I don't care if you are in the United States or somewhere else. Sexual independence. Some have blamed it on past history, and on and on and on, and it keeps going. That is the problem. It keeps going. The media is barraging us with story upon story, and this version, and that version, and talking to the wife, and doing all these things. And, you know, maybe the wife was guilty in not turning in her husband. The court would be the only ones able to determine that. It's kind of like, to me, you know, whatever he had to say was related to a person who is wanting to kill themselves. That maybe that he spoke to his wife, that he told her what was going on, supposedly, allegedly, at this point, is because he was calling out for help. He didn't know what he wanted, what he needed, what was going on in his head, and needed the help. And was looking for someone to respond to him. I don't know. I wonder if any of you have ever had that situation in your life where you are just so confused, so frustrated with what's happening around you, a gun and shoot everyone around you. But you feel like that's what you want to do. That you want to go hide under a rock and get away from the world. Maybe looking to kill yourself. That you are so angry at someone for whatever they did. That you want to literally or figuratively wring their neck. You know what? Those things occur. Those terrorists, so to speak, inside of most of us in some way, shape, or form. We are human. There's no ifs, ands, what, buts about it. If you are on it, you are part of the human race. You have the emotional reaction, the ability to feel angry, frustrated, whatever, with what is going on in your life. Maybe in the world itself, maybe just in your life, whatever, it doesn't matter. If you are human, that happens. That means there is a little bit of a terrorist. There are people in the United States that are being checked out as potential terrorists. They are being examined by our government, FBI, security, and whatever. And you know what? And maybe they should. I'm not saying one way or the other, whether they should or should not. I'm not saying one way or the other, whether someone should own a gun or not. That's not the discussion I want to get into. The discussion I want is what can you do about it when you are in those situations? What can you do about it when you are frustrated with the world? First off that TV. Turn off that radio. Turn off that news media that keeps bad. From my own profession, I graduated with a journalism degree 30 years ago. My goal, my reason for doing it was to be a writer. And I always loved feature more than I loved news. The feature articles meant that I could talk to someone one-on-one and share with them and allow them to be who they were in the interview so that, I don't know, whatever they felt, they were able to share. So I ask you, what would you rather listen to on a daily basis? Somebody sharing something fun, or someone sharing something that talks about anger and frustrations? Now, I don't know if I'm hearing that the signal here for the show might be breaking. If somebody else is listening, please let me know. I can't do some of it, but I don't know. It could be either or. And if the case, I'll switch to the phone in a minute. So what the deal is? Where was I going in with this? Like I said, my preference was to find good things to share with the world out of those. To find some statement that meant something.
The main thing was that with those people, whoever I was interviewing at the time, I was able to let them find something that they wanted to tell people, whatever it was. You know, the teacher that was retiring, the basketball coach that had just lost a game or won a game, they weren't able to express their personality. Where, on the other hand, when I reported with news, it was usually numbers about the government and what was happening in local government, and taxes were going up, and whatever. You know, the event that was happening at the school. Sometimes those were good things that I could share, and sometimes they weren't. But like I said, it was my profession. And on a lot of levels, it still is my profession. Because as I sit here with this radio show, I'm still in media. I'm still sharing with the world they need to hear every single week. And there have been times where I've wanted to drop this and say, oh, there's no reason for it. And yet it continues. Yet there's some topic that pops up. And this week, it's this stuff that's going on in the world and what we can do about it. What is our purpose? What are we supposed to serve in doing this and listening to this stuff? We have the shooting in Orlando. We have the 2-year-old child with the alligator. We have the bicyclist hit while on a road trip by some guy and killed half the group. There's stuff overseas. There's wars. There's battles. There's countries on countries fighting each other. We know this stuff exists. And I don't know about you, but when I hear about it day in and day out, every time I look at something, you know, I haven't had a TV in, I don't know, like 5 years. I have not turned the TV in. I watch things on my computer. I choose what link, what title. Doing that, I could have missed some of these stories. Too. Would I have been any the worse for missing them? I don't believe so. Now, the only thing would have been is that my friends or someone might have been talking about it and I would have been clueless, and that's not good for a journalist to be. The deaf community might have been trying to talk about it. And as someone out in the community, I should know current events. To the point of being able to discuss it if someone asks me something or asks my opinion. I get that. But by me only watching the news or looking up things on my computer, I choose how many times I want that information entering my psyche. I choose. I want that blow of that feeling. As I heard that first news story, to continue in my life. And I encourage you all to remember the same thing. You have a choice to let those emotions bubble up inside of you every hour of the day as a different piece of the newscast comes out, a different piece of the story comes out. Or you have a chance to go find a summary online every few days. Find what happened from the couple of days before. Because, again, the media is very good at reiterating things and making sure all the details are filled in as far as they know them at the moment. No doubt about that. So you will be able to catch up. If not, there'll be a string of little titles underneath that say, in related stories. And you can click on those and you can follow those, maybe for a half hour, an hour. And then you can let it go away. And you can surround yourself with something better. Find a good movie, find a good book, find a friend to go have coffee with. And maybe take, if you want, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to discuss what's going on. And then find something happier to talk about. Let that terrorist inside you go away. Don't let it eat at your emotions and your feelings and your psyche. There's a lot of TV shows out there that aren't news either, that deal with bombings, shootings, fighting. And for some people, they say that it doesn't matter, that those shows don't impact them. However, if we look at the reports of through these bombings and these shootings over the past several years, we find that there's something in their history that has connected them to TV, military, family history with maybe it doesn't impact them. For others, it probably does, based on what we know and what we've seen. Now, here's another thing for me. One of the things that they tried to pin on the terrorists, right or wrong, again, I am not here to argue about that piece of it in general, religious connection and or his military connection. Now, I want to take a look at something else that happened in the past couple of weeks. There was a death of a very prominent man that many people are familiar with. His birth name is Cassius Clay. His professional name was Muhammad Ali. Now, if we look at the history of Muhammad Ali, he was a fighter. That's how everybody knows him. Now, what I want to ask, though, is who knows his ethnicity? Who knows what else he did in this world besides fight? I bet there are quite a few, quite a few. And the funny part is, no one ever thought of him as a terrorist, even though he was Muslim. No one said, oh my gosh, you can't be here, and chased him away when all of the terrorism things started coming down. He lived out his final days in America. With the history of being a sports figure, with the history of being philanthropic, with most people knowing he was Muslim, he was African American, he was a fighter, and all of that didn't matter. Yet, when most people come up to Muslims now, I'm sorry, I can't say most people. When some people do, that terrorist inside of them wants to go report that person, wants to go walk on the other side of the street, wants to fear. It's not okay to fear to the point where every time you see someone, a certain race, even in some cases a gender, ethnicity, body style, build, whatever, it's not okay to fear all those people. It's not okay for us to have that terror inside of us. And it's even worse to have that tiara come out of us. So I'm going to go back to Muhammad Ali just a little bit. You know, he was part of the 60s civil rights movement. You know, first in the 60s, he won his heavyweight title, excuse me. He went to the Olympics. He established himself as a fighter. He was able to not be involved in the Vietnam War because of his religious beliefs. Now, I am not sure how exactly that worked with him being a boxing ring fighter and not in the military. I'm suspecting it's really killing someone versus the fight, which seems contrary to what most people believe of the folks that are Muslim, ISIS, and looked at as terrorists. You know, Muhammad Ali was labeled a conscientious objector of the war. And many people looked up to him for that. He was regarded as one of the greatest boxers in the history of the sport. You know, being the only 3-time heavyweight champion. And yet, again, no one looked at him and said, you could be a terrorist. They looked at him as an icon, as a figure to be looked up to, as one of the greatest. What if every person we encountered, we put out the energy that you can be the greatest? What if we said to our neighbor, you can be the greatest, or better yet, you are the greatest? That would take away every person's interest in fighting. I can bet on it. That would make them start to look at themselves in a different way as well. You know, I speak this somewhat from experience. There are many times where I look at what I do, say, I can't really do this. Why am I looking at something like that now? Man, this is ridiculous. I couldn't do it as a kid. How come I can do it now? How come I can't, you know, why can I expect to do it now? Many of us think that same way when something comes up and is really difficult. But what spurs me on is when someone walks up to me and says, you know what? I believe in you. You can do that. You've got the skills, you've got the attitude, you've got the compassion. Do that. And to be successful. That takes all that doubt where I start crumbling up into a little ball and wanting to fight the world and either with it. How dare you tell me I can't do that inside my head and just get angrier and angrier. It makes me stand up when someone says something, yes, I can, I believe in you. It makes me stand up alongside them and say, yes, you know what? Yes, I can. And if more people would do that, if less people would look at someone who is scared to be who they are, if more people would look at the person who wants to kill themselves and wants to get and is so angry at the world that they want to kill everybody else and says, wait, you know what? You're really good at. I'd love to see you do A, B, or C. To put that kind of attitude into them, I think would change their day. And I'm challenging my listeners to do that once a week for the next month. I'd love to say once a day for the next month. And come back and tell us the difference in yourself and the difference in anybody you encountered. I challenge you, I dare you, and as the kids say, I double dog dare you to be able to do that and to do it. And come back and talk about it. If you want to join us in the conversation, you can do so. Dial 347-205-9074. And 347-205-9074. Join us in the chat room. Join us all at Purpose Talk Radio Conversation. I'd love to hear other people's comments on this. Because you know what? I can go on and I can beat this a long time trying to get people involved. But it's what I believe. And it's what I've seen happen. So much for me, so much for the people around me. Things about positive news coming up in July in the very beginning, that in everything bad there's something good, and every story that we hear that grinds at us, makes us angry, infuriates us, something good comes out of it. And I talked about these a few weeks ago, some of them, you know, from 9/11, there is now a beautiful landmark sitting on the side of the Twin Towers, a park to those who lost their lives, but a park where people on into history will be able to go and not just remember, but to relax and see the beauty that now sits there. Also, out of 9/11, we have more security at our airports. People are not allowed to just bring guns and knives and things onto the airplane. Or if somebody gets angry, they might just pull it out. They might even be angry. That's not allowed on the planes anymore. Somebody gets mad at a crying baby. All they can do now is yell and scream. They can't threaten somebody with a weapon. Things with Columbine started making our schools hopefully a little safer. Can't bring in their weapons. Schools have been made a no-weapon zone. If someone really wants to hurt someone, yes, they can still find a way. But schools are no-weapon zones. Unfortunately, it also means that the doors of the schools are locked. They used to be open. But you know what? It keeps the kids inside during the school day also, where they are safe instead of running the streets and being approached by drug dealers or someone that they just don't know how to handle. In order for the kids to get out, it takes a little more effort now too, because there's usually someone at doors protecting it. There's a door they go out, there's a door they go in. There might be cameras. It keeps kids from being kidnapped from schools because there's some security and safety there. Sometimes with parents that are getting divorced, kids have been kidnapped by the parent that's not getting custody. They're protected a little more. Is that because of Columbine? Maybe. Is it because of the time we live in? Maybe. But it's a way to keep our kids more protected. Coming out of Orlando? Well, people are lining up to give blood. People who may never have considered it before are lining up to donate blood. They're lining up even where they live if they're not in Orlando to give blood to the local hospitals where they live. Time this happened, Now my question is, when this heavy-duty news media piece blips, dies out, why is it that we need to have another tragedy to have people donate blood? I wish I could. Unfortunately, my veins are too small, and they need a small needle in order to draw the blood from me, which breaks up the platelets. Plain and simple. There are a lot of people that can't. So my question, though, is what will happen when all this is done? Will these people still be wanting to donate blood on a regular basis? Because blood is available, because there is shortages. There should kind of be no reason that when there's a tragedy, that we have to go out and ask and beg for people to come in. Wouldn't it be nice if the hospitals had enough blood on hand the next time something happened? Okay, sure. I'd love to say there's not going to be a next time, but I know better than that. You know better than that. The world knows better than that. It's not going to happen. Something's going to happen again. To bring in our awareness, again, though, it really depends on how we handle it, what we do with it in the end. You know, part of me just wants to sigh and hope that it all goes away. It won't. We will have it here forever. But again, what we do with it, how we handle the media that comes in, how we handle the stories that we hear is up to us. How we handle the people around us is up to us. The biggest thing we need to do is respect each other. Because disrespect is what sets people off easier than anything else. Yeah, it's emotional for me. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, I wish I knew how to share something better with the world. In my own little piece, though. I hope that you do. What else do we have going on? Oh, yes, I'm sorry. And then we have this other discussion going on. Okay? About terrorizing people. Then we've got the other side of animals. And whether animals are out there to hurt people. Or whether they, too, have somehow been diseased, traumatized, changed to become violent. Yes, we're talking about a gorilla. We're talking about an alligator. How did they get in the areas where they were? How did the alligator get in the waterways? Guess what? They swim. They get there. People say, how did they get there? There's a channel for them to go from a big waterway to a smaller waterway. They're going to go there. It's just what they do. Now, why they were in some such shallow water, that's yet to be known. And that may never be known, because you can't ask the alligator, what were you doing here? It just doesn't happen. You can't ask the gorilla, what were you thinking when you went by that little boy? Now, if they were still alive, you could ask the gorilla. And maybe you'd get an answer, depending upon the mode of communication.
Maybe not.
So now, here we are. Our natural resources, our things in our zoos, the natural resources are going to end up being blocked off, fenced in, or fenced out, depending on how you want to look at it, more than in the past, to separate human and animal. When there was a time when they lived together in peace.
To ask, what has changed in our world that has made it harder for them to live together? Just like, how has it made it harder for humans to live in peace in the past?
Is it food? Is it environment? Is it other beings? We don't know. Clearly, anyway. Not the specifics. We can guess. We can hypothesize. And we can, again, become more and more angry at Disney, at the Cincinnati Zoo, at a parent. But my question is, what difference will it make? None. Zero difference. Tragedy that's already happened. And getting angry will not resolve or prevent it from happening in the future. Again, we have our emotions, and what we do with those is the most important. Hopefully, there will be some way to prevent the gators from getting into those waters in the future, that people will feel more safe going there. Hopefully, there will be some way, maybe extra berms, maybe it will have to be a fence in the zoos, that make it even more difficult for children to get in under fences. Yeah, children are more and more energetic these days than I was when I was a kid. No doubt about it. They are more tech savvy, and they are more energetic because they sit around more. So when they do get outside, they've got all this pent-up energy that they've got to put out somewhere. So what do they want to do? They want to climb poles. They want to swing from whatever they can swing from, trees. They want to jump up into things, maybe where they shouldn't be. And more energy to burn as they've sat more and more in a house. Every day after school, I used to be, we'd have to come home. We had a snack. Depending on how much homework we had, sometimes we did homework. But every day we ended up outside for at least a little while. We always had recess outside, even if the weather was lousy, unless it was pouring rain or sleet. We went outside for recess, even if it was 5 minutes of fresh air, to run around the playground. When we came home, we were sent outside to do things, to get the fresh air, to move around. That doesn't happen a lot anymore. Kids come home and they jump on their video games. So when they do get out somewhere, they want to roam. They want to do what kids do. So what can we do to prevent them from wandering where they shouldn't? I don't know. I sure don't want to see parents hanging on to their kids 24/7, because that doesn't get them to move and to be active. You can't put a leash on a kid. Although there are some kids that makes the most sense, because then they know exactly how far they can go and they can still roam and they can have fun. You know, tie the kid around the rope, around the waist, and let them wander. Okay. Some say that's inhumane. Well, you know what? It gives the kid a chance to be a kid and allow his parents to have some control, especially a little kid. Fall down a little bit. They get to be a kid. Anybody want to chime in and comment about that? You're welcome to. Mainly what I'm here today is to get people to think and to be challenged and to find new ways of being, hopefully. You know, even animals at home, your cats, your dogs, excuse me, choked up here. Do sometimes turn on people when they're hurt, when they're injured, when they're sick. And they should know to hurt their best buddy, boy or girl that's been raising them, the parent that's been raising them. You know, when I was a kid, teenager, and I moved away from home, I didn't have the connection with this one dog that was around most of my teen years. And the dog used to sleep up on my bed, and it was like, that was not allowed in my house, but it was in my room. He kept the mice away, because my room was in the basement, and I was freaked out by mice. So the dog kept the mice away. We didn't have cats. My dad wanted nothing to do with cats. So the dog did it. And it worked. It really did. I'd be a teenager, and I moved away. And the dog lost sight, lost appearing, or at least deteriorated, and would wander. And usually my parents could bring the dog back. And, you know, and the dog was still good and fine in the house and everything else. So, you know, the dog was fine. So there was no reason to put it down or anything. And I found out years after this happened. You know, my parents said the dog became sick and that they had to put him down. But I found the real thing was that my dad went to get him one day because he had wandered off the property and he snapped at my dad. That's my dad knew that something was really wrong. That dog was in pain because it didn't know and didn't have a good quality of life anymore. And that the best thing was to allow that good quality to be remembered by all of us kids. You know, when I was angry, I didn't get to say goodbye. But my dad was afraid the dog would hurt me or hurt one of us kids, even as adults, because we hadn't been around for a while. Right, sure, we saw it on weekends or when we go over there once in a great while. But in general, the dog wasn't our dog anymore. And so they did what they felt was necessary. So what can we do for people when they hurt? What can we do for animals when they hurt? Find a way to make it easier. Find a way to change that pain into something better. Find a way to turn that terror, that anger, that pain into happiness. And even just a smile. If you are in that kind of pain, if you have that terrorist living inside of you, yeah, and I will call it that. And it doesn't have to be the typical description of somebody. If you have that terrorist, and to me a terrorist is just simply somebody causing trouble, some feeling causing trouble inside of you, seek the help you need. Reach out to people. Ask someone to help before you get to the point of wanting to shoot up the world. Find counselors you can trust. They're not going to blow you off. They can help change your attitude. Because I really think that 75% of what's going on in the world So I am going to play a song that I was going to wait till next week to do. And I've played it several times. It's a positive news song. And I want to share that with you all in the hope that you can be someone that changes that. This is the song, and I'll be right back.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
We are the change. We are the ones that can make the difference. It's up to each one of us. To squelch that terrorist inside of ourselves and to squelch it in other people. Don't let it hide in the shadows. Don't let it take over your life. Terrorist is not someone of a given religion or race or creed. The terrorist is those of us that continue to listen to the barrages of negativity that feed the news media with more and more advertisements when things are bad. By listening to them, by buying those products, by turning on the channel again and again and again. And allowing that news to keep pounding into our lives. You know, we have a choice to be the change. To be the change. We have a choice for whatever is next. We have whatever we want to be as we create the world. find and define that which angers you. And then find and define that which makes you happy. That will keep that terrorist shadow at bay. Fill yourself every day with something positive, something that you enjoy. Turn the TV off when you go to bed. Don't let the news be the last thing you hear before you go to sleep. Don't let that music that talks about rape and guns and murder be the last song you hear before you go to bed. Or even the first song that you wake up to hear in the morning. Don't put that stuff on your alarm clock. You choose whether you want to keep hearing that again and again and letting it take a nail into your chest and into your head, or whether you want to find something that takes the sliver out of the paw of the lion and finds the gratefulness to be in the world and to be alive. You have the choice. And only you can make it. And only your neighbor can make it. But you know what? You can help the neighbor feel better. You don't have to fear the neighbor. You don't have to fear the unknown person. And again, I am not, by any stretch of any imagination, there are not people out there wanting to do evil things. I get it. But you know what? The reality in life is there is no evil. It's people doing evil things. Now I'm going to get in the last piece I want to touch on is a little bit of spirituality. And I don't do it very often. But it's something that's important to me, and it's something I've come to really realize. The world, some way, shape, or form, whether it's an evolutionary way of doing it, whether it's a poof, here it appears, it doesn't matter. I don't believe that God created anything evil. I believe that, as the Bible says, it is good and very good, and that's it. It is what people choose to do with it that makes it evil. So you could have the friendliest dog in the world. If somebody comes up and slaps it, it's going to react to you and slaps you in the head 10 times. Each time you're going to get more and more angry. If someone tells you you're no good, you can't do it. 5 times. Every time you're going to get more and more angry. And either put on that, oh, yes, I can attitude and come back at it with anger and fighting, or you're just going to fight terrorism inside of you. And some people have said, why did God let this happen? And I can give you two sides to that. One is God didn't let anything happen. Or then they say, then why didn't God stop it? Believe again, everybody has their purpose and their mission to carry out. Was it the terrorist mission to kill people? I'm sorry, was it the shooter in Orlando's mission to kill people? It probably was, on some level. Was it the purpose of those people to die in Orlando so that maybe they can bring other people together in blood drive or whatever? I believe it was. And my prayers and my condolences go to the families that remain in all these situations. Believe me, I can't even fathom what the families are going through or why. And we may, they may never know. Is it their purpose right now to be in this life, finding a way to go on? I believe it is. Just like when I lost my eyesight, I believe there was a reason behind it. I'm trying to find that. And I hope to God that all the people involved, all the families involved in all these tragedies can find some purpose, can take whatever they learn from it, somebody else. And I know it won't be for everybody. I get that. I can't expect them to. Some people will just only be able to turn inward and be more and more angry. Some will turn out and find that purpose and share it with other people, maybe even with those that have turned in. I don't know. But to have God stop something that humans choose to do, we won't learn from it. We won't recognize it next time. And that's my only answer for it. Again, that's my spiritual belief. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to hold on to it. It's something that keeps me going every day. So that when I look at these stories for something else and be able to turn that off and not be entrenched in it and know that somewhere, somehow, will be what it's going to be. And I can only do my part in connecting to it. So I think I have been on this long enough. Again, if you wish to comment just before we close, do so by calling 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Comment in the chat room. Comment over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. If you pick up this story as an archive, feel free to comment in Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. Because that's where the chat room and the pinned post is. If you need to talk about this more, or there's some other suggestions or comments you want, please put your comments in there. Please put your questions in there. Please get a hold of me directly. You can contact me by email at cindy@purposetalkradio.com. Our website is purposetalkradio.com. My email is Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at purposetalkradio.com. If you have a guest that you'd like to bring into our upcoming shows to talk about their purpose, please get a hold of me. There is a possibility. Someone suggested to me a new format or a different format of the show. Right now we're going to continue with purpose. You got some other ideas you want to share? Hey, let me know. Love to see how we can incorporate that. That's the over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversation. So I do try to end, I try to give you an affirmation for the week. And let's see, what can I do with that? Affirmations for the week. I think it can be, as I type, No. I, as a type, is not part of the affirmation. I need to lighten this show just a little bit now. The affirmation is, I am coming out of the shadows of any terrorizing feelings and emotions in my life, and sharing and sharing good with those around me. And coming out of the shadows of any terrorizing feelings and emotions in my life and sharing good with those around me. I hope you can do that and live with that this coming week or whenever it is that you do become involved and listen to Purpose Talk Radio. I just lost my internet at the end, so I didn't quite get that post in the chat room, but I will do that momentarily here. We do air every Friday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. We do welcome guests. We do welcome services about living your purpose. If you're marketing something you want to market to us, please let us know as well. The theme song for this show is I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. The vocalist that you will hear is Jillian Clark. The co-writers on this are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And we very much hope to be working on a song this week that we started a long time ago. And hope that that song will be able to be brought to you in the next couple of weeks, having to do with some of the situations this past week. It's funny, we actually started that one about 3 years ago. I keep saying every time there's some trauma, we need to get the song finished, we need to get it finished, and we haven't. Like everything else, I guess there's a right time for it, and when it's supposed to be released to the public, it will be. And it'll find its time and its space. So, what else do I like to share with you? That's probably it, folks. You know, I invite you to always be a part of this show. Have your comments. Share your thoughts. And as we go off, remember, you are who you are. Hopefully walking in the spirit, fulfilling your destiny. And hopefully your destiny involves and not propelling fear, terrorism, and anger out. So watch what you watch. Be careful what you watch. Listen, be careful what you listen to. And let those news media know what you want to hear and don't want to hear and see and don't want to see. You tell them by upping the ratings, following those leads, by turning the channel on or off when something goes on. You determine that. But you be who you are. And until next week, I wish you all soul blessings. And thank you for listening and coming out of those shadows of truth.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.